Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, welcome back to our Comme d'Archi summer series dedicated to color. Today, we're talking about the color blue. This is Esther, and I had the great pleasure of writing this episode on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. In the modern West, blue is the color of the horizon, of infinity, of dreams, of royalty, of faithful love. It is also the color of water, whereas in the Middle Ages, water was still green. We will explore green in the next episode. In urban planning, one can think of the blue cities, including, of course, Jodhpur in India. Jodhpur, built on dry land, is nicknamed the Blue City because many buildings in the historic center are painted entirely in indigo blue. While the origin of the nickname is obvious, the reasons for the hue remain a mystery. Several explanations have been put forward. Among them, Brahmins, the highest caste, would have sought to differentiate their homes from those of other castes. In Hinduism, blue is also the skin color of Krishna, Rama, Shiva, and Kali. Another explanation, this particular color can be obtained by mixing lime with copper sulfate, which would keep mosquitoes and termites away. Or that blue, which reflects the sun's rays, will keep houses cool. And finally, the city is said to have been painted this way to attract travelers and traders. Indeed, one can easily imagine that in the middle of this desert land, sparkling Jodhpur seems a visible and, above all, cool haven. Closer to France, where Comme d'Archi comes from, there is also the cities of Jusqu'ar in Spain and Chefchaouen in Morocco. Chefchaouen, built in the 15th century, sports blues ranging from sky to indigo. The reasons for these blues are as mysterious in Chefchaouen as in Jodhpur. On the contrary, it is very simple for Jusqu'ar. Jusqu'ar was a traditional white Spanish village. Until the summer of 2011, when, chosen by Sony Pictures, it became the official Smurfs village. In order to promote the Smurfs movie, the houses changed from white to the famous blue. The color was meant to be temporary, but it served tourism so well that it is still there, even if the village has since lost its official title. Let's stay in the blue and travel from urbanism to architecture. Let us stop at the Scrovegni Chapel in Padua, Italy. The nave of this intimate chapel was painted by the famous Giotto di Bondone in 1303-1306. In addition to a superb fresco of the Last Judgment, it is covered with some 50 scenes depicting episodes from the lives of the Virgin, Christ, Saint Joachim, and Saint Anne. But what is most striking and moving is the rich, serene blue vault dotted with golden stars. This vault encloses the visitors, who enter only in small groups, and completes the harmony between the light from the high windows, the frescoes, and the space. This distinctive ultramarine blue is often called Giotto blue. Finally, let's end our journey at the Cappella de Salmas. The Cappella de Salmas, or Chapel of Souls, is located in Porto, Portugal. With its Baroque but deliberately simple architecture, its grandeur is in its facades. Indeed, its facades and the adjacent belfry are covered with azulejos. There are nearly 16,000 white and blue tiles painted by the ceramist Edouard Delay in 1929. The chapel was built in 1719 on the site of the town's former church. This previous construction dated from the 13th century, and a couple of elements can still be seen in the south wall and in the east wall, preserved by the monk Domingos de Campos Soares. In 1801, the Chapel of Souls was restored and enlarged. Then in 1929, it was decorated with azulejos. These represent the lives of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Catherine. It is worth noting that the lives of two different saints are mixed together, St. Catherine of Siena and St. Catherine of Alexandria. Inside the chapel, azulejos also cover the walls. There is a work by Joachim Raphael, The Ascension of the Lord, and a representation of Our Lady of Souls from the 18th century. Azulejos are terracotta tiles covered with an opaque glaze. Although an ancient art, opaque enamel was only known in the East. It was through the Moors that it entered Spain in the 13th century, then Europe. At this time, the azulejos are painted with flat, bright colors, green, brown, yellow. Around 1498, the Italian Francesco Nicoloso brought the Italian maiolica technique to Seville and applied it to the azulejos. He painted on the tiles as if on canvas. The scenes are figurative. He uses chiaroscuro and shading. Craft production becomes then an artistic creation. Narrative azulejos, such as those of the Capella de Almas, were born. But they are still polychrome. It was not until the end of the 17th century that white and blue tiles were introduced. The Dutch were trying to compete with the highly sought-after Chinese porcelain and imitated it. Portugal was beguiled and soon made it a characteristic style of the country. Thank you, dear listeners. This was Esther for Anne Charlotte. Let's meet again soon in a new summer Comme d'Archie.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.